This is like a crazy theory, but art needs to be a struggle. Yeah. Do you know why? Otherwise, everyone would do it.
So true. Yeah.
And then art only comes from the struggle.
And what do they say? It only makes you stronger as well. So
makes you stronger. But like, if art was accessible and easy, and there was lots of money in it, then there would be 15 times more like comedians, for example.
Yeah.
And then the quality would be so much lower, because then any old person can do it. But if you can survive this,
yeah,
this struggle, you deserve to talk in front of people.
Jared Goundrey, welcome to Comedy Legends with Bevo. Great to have you in the studio again.
Part two, mate. This is, I've been here exactly a year ago.
Yeah, that makes you a veteran. Mate, put you in an exclusive club, mate, as well. So.
Have you had any sequels on the show?
Had a few, yeah.
So I'm in a good class, am I?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, nice. Yeah, most definitely. Hey, before we start today's episode, big shout out to someone we both know well, Pete Oldfield.
Pistol Pete.
Yes.
What a great
man. He's doing a wonderful thing at the moment of helping out with some episodes, which is great of him, and as part of his Southern Slugs Football Club. So basically over 35s, 45s and 55s, they're going over to Bali in June, long weekend this year. And, you know, anyone that wants to get involved, jump on the Southern Slugs Football Club Facebook page and socials. He does a really good job of just getting everyone involved. He's got so much passion, that bloke, and you've met him as well.
You'd be coming up to that age too. You could start playing, wouldn't you?
Oh, mate, probably. I'm close to the over 45, somewhere in between at the moment, between 35s and 45s. And you're not too far behind me.
So. Oh, get out of it. 36. Come on, I've still got it.
No, but you've met Pistol before. Great man.
So. He's awesome. Loves the Coopers.
Yeah.
And can drink them down. Great guy. Yeah. It's just awesome just to work and be involved, you know, with people who are passionate about what they do.
Exactly.
You know, like as soon as we met each other, we were both just like, we do different things.
Yes.
But like the energy and the inspiration that you get just by watching other people excel just fires you up.
It does.
And it's like, yeah, if you just surround yourself with people like that, your life's just so much better, right?
So true. And good people as well, and passionate people. And,
yeah.
And Pete's definitely one of those. But we'll get to yourself though, because you're here in town again and you've been going gangbusters around Australia. You're everywhere on the socials at the moment with your show, Good Lord.
Well, I'd like to, you said to me when I walked in, you said, you're killing it. And I go, well, I'm making it look that way. I'm everywhere. I've been every state in Australia in the last 12 months, which has been great after the lockdown period is finished, to get back out and work again.
Yeah.
Been on the road. It's just, comedy is such a long, hard thing to, and it's so competitive to get your name out there. I'm just trying to hit the road and just get in front of as many people as I can and put some content out there. And it's actually the last episode we did 12 months ago was like a real eye opener for me, because I had a bunch of video content from that I could then use. And then I put that out there, and then people started, you know, messaging in and stuff. And I was like, there's something involved in this. This is like technology and your phone can now bring what we do globally.
Yeah.
Right? Like I had someone message me the other day. They said, when are you coming to Wales?
What?
And I'm like, I'm not. They're like,
if
I go to Wales, I'm just going to perform to you. Like they thought I was famous enough to go to Wales. And I was like, that's like... Because it's just, you're just in their phone, you know what I mean?
That's such an honour, though, to be honest.
Like, because I was doing a lot of veteran content as well, I had these guys been like, hey, we're sitting in a tank in Iraq right now watching your videos.
That's amazing.
And I was like, wow, that's like so cool, right?
Isn't that really nice as well?
And yeah.
Something else speaking of nice as well that I saw recently, Jazza, and, you know, people that are actually reaching out to you saying they can't go to your shows, but they love what you're doing, and they'll just give you money even if they can't attend. I can't believe there's people doing it. That's just phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, because this is like the crazy thing about the world these days is like, so someone messaged me, they said, I'd like to come and see you, but, you know, I'm waiting to sell my house. Like interest rates have just got us, you know what I mean? And like everyone's struggling at the moment, you know, across the board.
Yeah.
And I've always had a policy whenever I go do shows, it's like if I'm the point of the equation financially that stops you from having a good night, you can come watch me. Like, I don't care. Like, you can just come to my show for free. If you want to have fun and you can't afford it, like, I'm poor.
You and me both.
Be poor. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, there's nothing wrong with being poor. Like,
but you've got a smile on your face, though.
And then, so I put that out on my Instagram. And I said, look, if anyone's struggling, you can just come to my show for free. And then, in total, 16 people, well, the 16 tickets got bought.
Wow.
And some of them by strangers just and from other parts of Australia just saying, hey, look, we're just going to buy some tickets so you can just give them out.
How nice is that?
The power of community and the internet's so good, right?
That's so cool, because obviously there's so much negativity about social media, and you see and hear about all the negative stuff, but you don't hear enough about the positive stuff.
No.
So it's great to
hear
those
things. Things like GoFundMe, you know, when, like, look what happened with the bushfires a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Like, they raised money just like that. Like, the internet's incredible.
Yeah.
It's, you can just look at us. If we look at what we're doing right now, this would have taken in the 70s and 80s, this would have taken a studio and like a huge budget.
Oh, 100%. We probably had been smoking cigars at the same time.
Yeah. So. And now we can pump this straight into someone's like handheld phone and they can watch it while they're on the toilet.
Yeah.
We've made it, Pepe. We're in people's toilets.
Speaking of making it as well, you've even got a sponsor now. We were speaking about this off air. That's a really cool t-shirt, by the way.
Swaggy Threads is the name of the Swaggy Threads star. They make, essentially, they get artwork and they embroider them onto t-shirts. So I'm not an artist. This isn't my art stuff. Yeah, they were really good. I started a podcast and it's called 6 Weeks from Broke. And it's about, I've quit all my regular jobs to pursue comedy. I've been doing comedy full time for over a year now. It's going well, but if anything happens, like I hurt myself or I lose my voice or there's like a pandemic or something, I'm like 6 weeks away from being broke. Like that's the reality of being like an artist, right? And they listened and they just sent me a message saying, do you want to be 6 weeks from broke and a t-shirt? And I said, what? They said, yeah, we'll send you a t-shirt.
How nice is that?
And then I got talking to them and I said, oh, well, thanks so much. Like you didn't need to do that. And they said, well, do you want to do a sponsor? And I was like, yeah. So now they send me all the ones that they trial before they get it right. They send me all the off cuts and it's great, but they always come out great. So I get to wear free clothes and they're just legends.
Yeah, great t-shirt as well. Good stuff. Good on them. Hey, let's move on to this year and what you've got going forward, because you've just been here in Adelaide doing your show, Good Lord.
Yeah.
I'll get you to talk about that in a moment, but what's happening for the rest of the year, Jazza?
Comedy's such a, and doing everything that we do is such a weird thing. And I'm always trying to think outside the box, right? I'm trying to cook up a little bit of a plan. So I'll take it back a little bit. I went on an Outback tour in January 2020, just before the lockdowns. You know, I have been going from country town to country town and I really like vanilla slices.
Oh, so do I.
They're amazing, right?
Yeah.
So I randomly took a picture of a vanilla slice, wrote a quick review on it while I was out doing this tour. I said, crispy this, creamy that, 7 out of 10. Anyway, my Instagram blew up. People were messaging me being everywhere like, you got to try the vanilla slice at Beach Town. You got to, and like, I'm like, where did all these people come from? Like, I've been doing comedy for like 4 years at this stage. No one gave a shit. I put one vanilla slice up. I had more traction than anything that happened. So on the tour, I went and reviewed vanilla slices everywhere I went. And then now to this day, people will still send me messages.
Not good for your waistline though, mate.
Absolutely not. I went straight from that into a lockdown. It was just, and then people will still message me now being like, when the awards and stuff come out, they're like, you got to try the one in Shepparton. It's number one at the moment. Something terrible happened this year and I've essentially found out I'm lactose intolerant.
No.
Right? So for a while, these vanilla slices were starting to hurt, went through all the process, found out like, hey, you're getting old and you're lactose intolerant. So I'm thinking about going on an Australian tour and I'm going to load up a van with equipment, go to every crazy fucking crap town in Australia, and I'm gonna do a farewell tour to vanilla slices. I'm gonna eat as best as I can, keep my body nice so I don't wreck myself, and I'm gonna eat the vanilla slices. I'm gonna find the best vanilla slice in Australia whilst doing a tour.
You That's might what need I'm to be sponsored by toilets.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get the money together to get this tour off the ground.
And at the same time, reach out to a toilet company as well.
Yeah, mate, get some diapers on the way. So I feel like if I eat all the best vanilla slices in Australia, then I've given it a good go. And I can, like, I'm going to be like Kiss, you know, I'm going to do like the last tour. And then, that's the plan this year.
That is brilliant. We're
going to see how it goes.
And Good Lord, tell us a bit more about that.
So I did my first comedy festival show incoming last year, which was about my time in the military. And then this year I wanted to move away and do something different. And it's kind of a little bit about, you would know this because you're a bit older than me.
Yeah.
But like, I became a Scottish lord like 5 years ago. I bought 1 square meter of land in Scotland. And it was like the dumbest thing I've ever done, right? But I put it up on my wall and I really love it. You know, and I'm just like, I'm a lord, right? And it's the show's about like, because when I was a kid, I wanted to be a knight. That's all I wanted to be. I wanted to be a knight. And then I got older and I was like, oh, you got to be like a sports. You got to have some skills. So I was like, all right, bugger it. I'll just become a lord.
Yep.
And the show's kind of like, I don't want to lose being like what you want to be as a kid, because I feel like I'm just starting to get old enough that everyone's maturing around me.
Yep.
And it's, when you lose you're starting to lose, you go past that point in life and you're a bit older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You look back and think, how my life's been going so far and what can I do going forward? And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to a kid, like one of my nephews, and they called me lame. They were like, you're lame. And I'm like, I'm a fucking legend. Like, what are you talking about? You know, like sooner or later, like every single one of us is going to be like old.
Yeah. No, I think, and people that are listening and watching today, Jazza, I think what you and Hannah, your partner, who's also a comedian, Hannah Sainty, of course, have done in terms of just like taking a massive punt and putting all your life on the line to just focus on your comedy and your careers is just an amazing thing.
There's
to do.
No other option for me. Like, what's the other option?
Go back to being in the army or
no,
chef.
But so, like, but have you ever met like a 70-year-old that or 80-year-old that's never followed their dream?
Exactly.
Like, I can't be that.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of life if you don't
follow what you
give
want to
it
do.
Your best and like it mathematically has more chance of failing than succeeding.
Yeah.
But like, give it a go.
It's well done with this as well, mate.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, make stuff happen. It's being creative is like way more powerful than antidepressants. You know, like following a pursuit. Like,
totally agree. Yeah.
It makes no sense to me like not to live your life.
And is there times where, like you mentioned before, 6 Weeks from Broke podcast, have a listen to that, everyone, it's absolute ripper. But has there been times where you sort of got really nervous and thought, oh, where is my next paycheck going to come from?
Yeah. Like every two weeks, you know? Because when I work as a freelancer. So like you're just getting invoices from here, there, everywhere. And it's like sometimes they take 6 weeks to come in. Sometimes they take 2 months to come in. Sometimes they get paid that week. And it's just like, is this actually viable? And you just got to trust the process and just keep going along because it's terrifying. Yeah, you would know, like you've just become a father, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now it's not just you anymore, right?
No, that's right. And the money's, it's definitely a lot more tighter as well, especially my wife only sort of doing part-time work on maternity leave at the moment, earning part-time pay. So yeah, it's definitely challenges for sure. And it's funny, like I couldn't believe it last year when we caught up and you said you were catching a bus from Adelaide to Melbourne just because you couldn't save, or you couldn't afford a plane trip. And I'm like, wow, this actually really does hit home.
I got a bus from Melbourne to Adelaide. I stayed in a hostel and then I got a bus back, right?
Crazy.
And I did that because that was the only way I could make money from my trip here.
That's insane.
And I did it and I walked away with an awesome profit. And then I was leaving that day and then some bugger stole my Kathmandu jacket from the hostel that was $400. I was like, no. I nearly made a profit.
No way.
Yeah, I know. And I'm back there at the moment, so I haven't learned my lesson.
Wow, you just need to get a locker, I think.
Man, this crazy hostel in the CBD of Adelaide, it's full on. There's 8 dudes in there. I can smell 12 assholes. It's like, the place stinks, man.
that could be some more material for your comedy gigs, though.
So it's not glamorous. People think, especially now that people are watching my online content, they think you're famous, and it's like, put back the curtain, and it's like, no, there's not much money in the industry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
no, it's really interesting.
But that shouldn't be, but it needs to be that way, Bevo.
Yeah.
Art needs to be, this is like a crazy theory, but art needs to be a struggle.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Otherwise everyone would do it.
So true. Yeah.
And then art only comes from the struggle.
And what do they say? It only makes you stronger as well. So
makes you stronger. But like if art was accessible and easy and there was lots of money in it, then there would be 15 times more like comedians, for example.
Yeah.
And then the quality would be so much lower because then any old person can do it. But if you can survive this, this struggle, you deserve to talk in front of people. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It weeds them out. So in one way, I'm like, oh, it sucks, to be struggling so much. But on the other part, I'm like, no, this is kind of,
but the best thing, and you said it before, I love it. You're following your dream, and you're living your dream. You're doing what you love, and the money will come for sure, mate, because you're heading in the right direction. But you actually raised a really good point recently about you got 1 million views on one of your TikTok videos.
Yeah,
and you said 1 million views, but it didn't matter a shit.
Didn't matter anything.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Explain more about that.
It's like because everything's so accessible now, it also dilutes everything because there's just so much out there that, like, you know, I get about 1 million views a month at the moment.
That's great.
Which is great, but you got to get that to, like, realistically, you got to get that to like 10 million to, like, make an impact these days. But the awesome thing about, like, these platforms is, like, you can just do whatever you do.
Yeah.
And people can see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's singers now that are just singing and then some people pick them up. But there's a downside of that too. And I love the internet, but so my following at the moment is, and my reach is getting that big that now you start to get some hate. And it's the best. So because I just talk mundane military stories on my TikTok and my whole shtick is Australia's least decorated soldier. But then people will just jump in the comments and be like, you're a war criminal. And I'm like doing a video about how, like, I nearly pooed on someone's head. And they're like, bloody soldiers are war criminals. But then, like, I get really excited when I see that stuff. Because then other people that are watching start, like, piling on and they have this big argument. So I'll, like, see a video, I'll see a comment, then I'll see 64, like, comments under that comment. And I'm like,
here we go.
We're on here. And then I'm chiming in every now and then being like, yeah. Because that actually sort of, like, boosts the algorithm.
That's right? So funny.
So everyone's fighting in it. And it's like some people just, like, they always, like, tease me as well and stuff. And I'm
like, it doesn't bother you? Like,
no, someone calls you a wanker? No, I used to be in the army. I used to get bullied for a living. Yeah. Like, you can't hurt me. You know what I mean? It's really entertaining to me to see all types of it. And then, like, I'll often get in there and just back and forth. Like, one guy, like, said something really, like, he said something about the way I looked. He was really mean. And then I just went straight back at him and he's like, ha, that's awesome. Then he sent me a message. He goes, I love the banter. And I'm like, and I'm like, this guy's just a troll, you know what I mean? And I got a lot of respect for that. Like, whatever. Like, it's just the internet.
But he owned it and, like, messaged you. That's
it's
quite,
just the internet.
Yeah.
Nothing matters.
That's funny.
Don't take it to heart.
Because I could take it to heart because I'm a bit more, maybe I just, yeah, I don't know, maybe I'm different to you. So
the first one I think it did and I moved on, it was actually on the video that we did about the guy with Tourette's. We'll talk about him in a second. But
yeah.
So I was like 100,000 people liked that video and then there was one comment on it that said, this guy's got a stupid, dumb face. And I was like, and then underneath that comment was someone being like, yeah, he does have a stupid, dumb face. And then someone else is like, yeah, it's real punchable. And I was like, maybe I do have a stupid, dumb face. And I'm just like, I was literally like for about 12 hours, I was like, oh, that hurt. And then, you know, I talked to my partner. She's like, yeah, but who cares? Yeah, it's my stupid dumb face. I love it. And then from then on, I saw what that impact had. And for every interaction and all of these people fighting and stuff, it brings it out to like 10 times more people who can like it and actually enjoy it, which then feeds the whole thing, right? So now I'm just like, get into it. Like, yeah, if anyone's out there listening, just get into my TikTok and just start teasing me. I'm really into it.
So. You sound like Kane Corns. You know, the former Port Adelaide star, because he does this thing called mean tweets where he encourages people to just like be mean to him on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe I'm different because I take things personally, but well done to you for being so cool about it.
And the other thing about it is it's connecting me with like back into the veteran community a lot because the reach is so big and like people are coming out of the woodwork. And
that's
like,
awesome, mate.
Bringing up to me. My mate Dingo, who we did the video about, who had Tourette's, which kind of blew up, he sent me a message and he's like, we got chatting. You know, we're having a laugh. He came to my like show when I was in Brisbane.
That's so
cool.
And
I was like, oh, I'm going to have this guy with Tourette's in my show.
Yeah.
And then I did the show and there wasn't a noise out of him. And I caught up with him afterwards. I said, dude, where's your Tourette's gone?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm cured. I got government gives me medical marijuana now. And now he doesn't have Tourette's.
That's amazing.
I know. He's just high and quiet.
Wow. That's an incredible story. And,
yeah.
And that, again, is the positive power of social
connection,
media.
And community and connection.
And obviously, chatting with you on Legends of Bevrile as well. And who would have thought just a little discussion about your army would have just turned into, you know, material for your comedy shows and then, and also just all the different sort of ways that you've used this material. It's been amazing.
It's now made me feel like I'm actually doing something for my community.
It's great.
You know, like I didn't do a whole bunch of stuff as compared to some people in the military. And I didn't feel like I deserved the same accolades as people that went to Afghanistan and Iraq, for example.
Oh, well,
but now I'm like a voice within my community for a different reason, just for like a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And it, in that, I feel like I'm doing something for it.
Well, Jazz, I could chat all day, but you've got some shows to do this weekend in Adelaide.
Some shows to do. I've got to go back to my hostel. I want to tell you one story before I leave.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I haven't washed my hair in 7 years.
What?
So I haven't washed my hair. I know this is unrelatable to you. This
Every episode, I always pop crap.
Do they always get on the bald train, do they? No.
If it's not you, it's Sagan. It's like Liana, and they're all just getting stuck into it.
I haven't washed my hair in 7 years. I went to a Rebels bikey club.
What?
Right? Shout out to them. And if you're listening, I went to a Rebels bikey club with a mate of mine who was in there. And, you know, like, have you ever been to a bikey club?
No. Is this in Adelaide, by the way?
No, this was in Tasmania.
Tasmania.
Right?
Okay.
And it was wild, right?
Yeah.
And there was a whole bunch of, like, drinking going on, and there was, like, girls dancing on a pole and that sort of stuff, and everyone was, like, sitting around. And I couldn't help but notice that the guy to the left of me, he's just, like, this big bikey dude, but he had the most beautiful hair. Like, it was, like, straight, and he had, like, a straight beard, and he was just glorious, man. And I was just, like, and I was pretty hammered, and I was just, I couldn't keep my eyes off him. I just leant over to him, and I said, dude, you got great hair. And I'm like, what's your secret? And he was just drinking, he was looking at the girls, he's like, don't wash your hair. And I'm like, what? He's like, your scalp can't handle it. Too many chemicals. So I never wash my hair ever again.
Maybe that's why I've lost mine.
You wash your hair too much. The bikey Sam with beautiful hair told me not that that shampoo has too many chemicals in it. I stopped the next day.
There you go.
Yeah.
Putting probably blonde peroxide in my hair didn't help back in the day as well.
Did you do that?
Yeah, little blonde streaks and
can
stuff.
Can we edit a photo of that in? Yeah, one of those.
Had a good mullet and stuff. And
did
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's come back.
Absolutely. Oh, that's a great story to finish with. Hey, mate, it's always a pleasure to chat with you on Comedy Legends with Bevo, and we look forward to speaking again, continuing to follow your journey and keep going really well with your shows and with TikTok and everything else, mate.
Have you ever had someone on three times?
No,
trilogy
not yet.
Next year.
Yeah.
We're going to do the trilogy. We're going to be absolutely. Like Rocky. I love it.
Maybe even this year. Who knows?
Love it.
Love having you on, mate. Thanks so much.